Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
This is WGN. There's Lou Taglia, the custom audio-video designer at Apt Electronics in Glenview. Hi, Lou. Thanks for helping us out today. How are you?
Doing well, John. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm probably not the first person to tell you it's sometimes frustrating, especially for people that are my parents' age who are trying to toggle between maybe their cable provider, their satellite provider, some internet platform, and then broadcast TV. They've got Comcast. They've also got Netflix. They've got a couple of controllers. And it's very frustrating for them to figure out how to operate these things and to maximize their viewing experience. How can they get the biggest, brightest screen? How can the script, which is running across the top, they, you know, read while they watch TV? A lot of us do that. How can they maximize that? So I'm calling on behalf of those people who want to know what's the easiest, best way to watch TV. I'm looking for simplicity here, Lou. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do, and it's a phone call I get every day is, you know, do we cut the cord, do we go with a streaming service, or do we stick with traditional cable, satellite, or antenna? And, you know, for a lot of our customers, sticking with their traditional cable, you know, subscription or their DirecTV subscription is the way to go. They want to channel surf. They want to have a easy-to-use guide. They want to be able to type in a number, which you can't do anymore, you know, on a streaming service like a Netflix or a Hulu or a Sling TV. So, you know, cutting the cord at this point isn't for everyone, but for a lot of people it is. You know, they're looking for that unique programming that maybe isn't available on cable or satellite, and there are easy ways to do it.
Well, I'm going to have this conversation with you based on the premise that they want both. They want to keep their Comcast. There's a comfort level with that. But they also want to be able to do Netflix, et cetera. I was told that Sony makes a TV where the voice command, which they don't have, the voice command is built into the TV. So if they look at their television set and say, hey, Google, put on Netflix, or hey, Google, put on News Nation, the TV will hear it and automatically do that. Is that true? Is there such a TV like that?
It is true. So whether we're looking at, you know, TVs from Sony or from LG or from Samsung, they offer voice control via their remote. You know, some work better than others. That allows you to say, hey, go to Netflix or go to Hulu, or I want to watch, you know, a given program on those services. So yes, you do have voice control from any of the remotes from most of these modern TVs now.
Yeah, but pardon me for making this about me, but if that means they've got to hit a little voice command button on one of their remote controls, that's a hard no. I want them to be able to look at the TV set and just say, hey, television set, hey, Google, and the microphone is built into the set itself. Does that exist?
It does on certain models. How well it reacts to your voice is a whole different situation.
Yeah.
A lot of my customers love the Comcast remote, the fact that they can say, hey, watch a channel, or there are streaming services now built into the Comcast box as well.
Oh, really? Because
like Netflix, because Hulu, yeah.
Okay, because on the Comcast remote control with the voice command, you can't say turn on Netflix. At least my parents can. If you all can, lucky for you, but to go from the Comcast remote to one of the platforms like HBO Max or whatever, I don't have that option where my folks are. I don't have that option where I are. So now what am I
doing? With the latest update, you can actually. Now you have to make sure your box is the latest version of the box and you have the updated remote.
Really?
So that is starting to roll out where you'll have more control of the smart TV functions on the Comcast box.
Wow.
But, you know, remember, we have it built in, so whether you're using the Sony Google TV interface or Samsung's proprietary hub as well, you can access those services via voice and get that going. And then I mentioned to a lot of my customers on a daily basis, whether your TV is, you know, 15 years old or it's a year old, a lot of my customers love the Roku interface. That's a stick that's anywhere from, you know, $45 to a box that's $99. That allows you to make any TV smart. And then that comes with a voice remote on the higher end model that says, you know, where you could say watch Netflix or watch Hulu or watch Sling TV, because all of those services are built into it. And people really love the Roku interface. So
okay, with the Roku interface, would it get me the Cubs game?
Well, it can if you have that, you know, particular channel on your Comcast service. If you don't, you have to use traditional cable to access local sports that aren't being nationally broadcast.
Fair enough. But then what about just 257-911? Would it be as easy on Roku to do that?
Yeah, you have two options. You can actually download the Xfinity Stream app, which allows you to have your complete cable subscription brought to an app that, you know, sits on the Roku, or you could download those individual stations' apps. So I know WGN now has an app where you can watch live, and the other guys do too in town.
Okay, so back to Apt Electronics. Lou Taglia is helping us out. Lou, remember now, the key here is simplicity. What do you recommend?
All right, we got a few different choices. Our most popular selling TV right now is the Samsung Frame TV. That's the one that sits on the wall, looks like a true piece of art. It's flush mounted to the wall. You know, and when it's off, it has the art mode where you could display family photos or popular paintings. But it also has a very easy-to-use hub that has Netflix, that has Amazon, that has Hulu built into it, and the remote. It has the voice control that we mentioned, but also has shortcuts, you know, to Netflix, to Prime, to its built-in browser, all on the front. So not only is it a super sleek TV, it's super easy to use and straightforward with that one-touch remote.
Samsung 65-inch Frame TV is $1,998, right?
Correct. Starts at a 32-inch, goes all the way up to a 85-inch, and that 32-inch starts off about $600.
Talk to me about the Sony TV that I heard about.
Yeah, so I have a Sony, a nice mid-level choice here. Still great color depth, still great motion. That's the one that has the Google TV interface built into it. And then they've got the same thing. They've got the remote that has voice control built into it. They have the shortcuts to Netflix and Prime, and everything's right on the front of the remote for the major services. Disney Plus is on there as well. So it's something that makes it easy to get the app up and running, makes it so it's one-touch access to the most commonly used apps that are on there, and then voice control if you want to make it even sleeker.
And that's how much?
That TV's on sale at $698 right now.
For both of these, would I then be able to watch the myriad of options that I'm going to subscribe to or want with one controller, or will I need two controllers?
Well, you have one remote if you're sticking to the streaming app. So if you're just going to use the built-in apps on the TV, like we talked about, Netflix, Hulu, et cetera, then that one remote can do it all. You know, and then if you're going to have Comcast, you have their remote running their services, as well as if you want to use their built-in Netflix Prime option that's built in right to their service. So you can make it and get it down to one remote on either of these TVs.
But in that case, you need the probably latest technology. If your TV or if your remote control is a couple of years old, you may need to upgrade that, right?
Well, not necessarily. Remember, we can buy that Roku box that's $99 and make any of these TVs, whether they're old or new, straightforward, sleek, with a sleek remote that supports voice control, all from one box.
Now, maybe that's what we need to do, although Roku, I won't tell them that it's Roku because their heads will explode. But maybe we just sign them up for Roku, get them the box, and then retrain them on how to navigate. But now they can watch broadcast television, local TV channels, and Netflix, say, with one remote control with Roku. Is that right?
Correct. We have everything in that one interface with that one remote.
A friend of mine just texted and said, how about customer service? Will you come to her house and set it up?
Oh, of course we will. We have plenty of talented custom audio video installers here that can set up TVs, give you a tutorial, show you how to use a given app here all on site at home. And we also offer telephone and email tech support 7 days a week.
No, I want you to come to my friend's house. I want you to set it up on the wall, put the remote control in their hand, and say, hit this button. Will you guys do that?
Yes, we certainly will. That
will
is
you stay
a definite
overnight and live with them for a few days and kind of help them out for a few days? Will you guys just move right in?
Yeah, it might be an extra charge, but we could do that too.
Lou, you know what? You could. We laugh. That's a service you could probably provide. Lou Taglia is the custom audio-video designer at Apt. Okay, maybe this is a commercial for you. I don't mean it to be, but I know you're being very helpful. And if somebody shows up and they go to the TV aisle, will everybody there kind of know what we're... Will they be as good as you are, Lou? Will the average folks on the floor there at Apt help us this way?
Certainly. We have a very highly trained and talented sales staff here ready to help out all of our customers.
Okay. And be sure to ask about that. They stay in your house for a few days and live with you option. Lou Taglia is the audio-video designer at Apt. Okay, Lou, thanks for your help today.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
He said the Samsung 65-inch frame TV does these things, the Sony 55-inch LED TV, and maybe the simplest way would be to learn the Roku Ultra 4K.